That only version of Sai Center, March 5th, 2023. People sharing have been omitted as much as possible.
Do not follow the body or the mind. Follow the voice of God. It is the voice of unchanging truth inside you. It will direct you towards your highest good.
When we talk about mind, we really are talking about creation. Because the mind is empty, the thoughts are being created. There's nothing more to say. It's always the truth says discriminate between what is permanent, what is real, and what is real and what is impermanent and is not real. So it's not like we're trying to stay away from an enemy, which we call our mind. It's just to understand that, to understand the, what we call enemy, and to work with it. And the best way for me to work with the thoughts and passing thoughts and everything is pick and choose which one I want to be affected and which one I don't want to be affected by. And this is what all of us are doing. By no means do we have the teaching of pushing and avoiding and resisting our thoughts, which we did in past. That's why the depression comes in, when you push and pull the thoughts. But rather, know that our mind, as soon as it comes to a body, it thinks. The creation happens, and we just have to be wise about who we are and what that is, and work harmoniously rather than blaming or becoming too much pride, or just going back and forth. So this is what we're learning in this lifetime. How to find a balance between creation and non-creation. And I think we're doing a darn good job of it. And I don't know who said simplicity. I honestly emphasize simplicity for years. Because once the simplicity happens, automatically the unwanted thoughts are eliminated. Simplicity of thinking, simplicity of words, simplicity of action. And in simplicity, there is not too much curiosity for the creation. It is a lot of curiosity for creator or the essence. And again, this is what we're doing. Maya, or the creation of the individual or the collective, is very tempting, very entertaining, very amusing. But it changes its color because the change happens. The movement happens. So if we can anchor ourselves in a place where we allow things happen and also to keep our equilibrium, then we have conquered the two worlds. And this is exactly what we're doing. This is what we're practicing. But please, I hope all of us understand, the way to the heart is by simplicity, simplifying, by not going with complex thinking, complex solving, complex analyzing, complex mixture with the impermanent things of the creation. And at that time, because we have become so simple, we really enjoy the creation like we never did before. I don't think any of us have enjoyed this snow as much as we did now. I mean, we either wanted to avoid it or cuss it out. You know, this is uncomfortable, this is this and that. But the simplicity of our thinking is saying there is no resistance in it. If we need the shovel, of course, you need to shovel. It happens. So this is what I mean by the rhythm of life. And we are all learning to do that. And like Adrienne was saying, and some of you in past, we really thought that if we don't use our mind to make a decision, there's either something wrong with us or we would condemn ourselves. But in the simplicity, we realize that decision always gets made the best way if we are not so doer. We don't put ourselves in a position of receiving the consequence, which only the doership does, right? Had nothing to do with the code.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Sat.
And it's so beautiful to see that those of us that ended up in a small town, and we have, I was telling the FDE today, most of us have been given an opportunity to take advantage of this time that is being given to our life. And we really do take advantage of it. All of us, no matter where we are at. And as for me, the voice of God, like Ahmad was saying, is heard in the silence according to Baba too. And I used to be able to explain the conscious voice when I was receiving it at all time. But no, I don't know which is which anymore. Who is talking, who is sleeping, who is walking, who is getting what. For my personal life.
Can I share something? Yesterday I had some good news for my family. Something very positive happened. Everybody was excited. I was very much with your teaching, Satya, and I saw that I wanted to be empty, even in light of that. Honest to God, there was so much more joy in that emptiness than in the receiving of that. Of
news.
Course, it was good news, but the joy that I experienced was just beyond measure.
Yes,
and
it is a joy with tremendous satisfaction.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
And I want to add, there is so much freedom and lightness when you don't ask for things, when you don't have anything specific, good or bad, and you just leave everything to divinity. Yeah. So whatever that is long-term, good for the real happiness, not just the picture. Thank you. And one more thing, that you were talking about how we can enjoy things and all of that, and I couldn't avoid thinking that there is something behind all of that, and that's love. If we didn't have this love for you, we couldn't enjoy all of these things the way we enjoy now. That's the reality.
Well, your love is for the truth. That's the only worth that I really have in your life. Is the truth that automatically gets spoken. Yeah, we are all recipient of this grace, that we are all have an open heart to receive it. Like I said, there was years and years that I knew what a conscious voice was because it was so clear and so unbelievable that I wouldn't even dare to share with anybody. But everything is getting foggy. And I feel like I'm just like a baby, knows very little except what comes out. Yeah. And if you look at each one of you there, there, and there on that, you can really agree with me that there is an innocence that we're experiencing that has nothing to do with what the world say, chastity and all of that, Najibuddha.
Wow.
It is an innocence of what is that word? Attention and approach. There is an innocence. Because the ego is dying down. And so, yeah.
I kind of said about our love for you, but I think your love for us also has been the face of our changes.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because there is only one love. And when the love is pure in a human form, when two people have a pure heart, then the love can move beautifully and gets is transformative in that type of love. It really is. All is the invisible grace.
One last thing, that innocence has joy packed in it too.
Yeah, a little kid can easily be happy because their mind is empty. You can make him giggle even they don't know what they're giggling about.